Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 mixing lesson, and we're going straight into jungle warfare mode. How to make break rolls feel human and aggressive, while your kick and sub stay ridiculously solid. Because that's the real trick in rolling jungle and DNB. A good roll creates panic and momentum. A bad roll steals headroom, masks the drop, and makes the sub feel like trank even if the sub fader never moved. So in this session, you're building a break roll boss that gives you controlled chaos. Transient stays spicy up top, the low end stays disciplined, and the groove breathes like a drummer instead of a grid. First, set yourself up so your decisions actually make sense. Put the project somewhere around 172 BPM. Create three tracks that matter for this lesson. An ACB track, a kick track, and a break roll track. And do yourself a favor. Keep headroom on the master. Aim to build with the master peaking around -6. DB so you're not mixing into a ceiling. Now, let's build the roll's source in a way that gives you control. Best move. Take your break loop. Drop it on an audio track, and slice it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the clip. Choose slice to new MIDI track. Slicing by transients, creating a drum rack. This is where the precision comes from. Because now every little hat tick and snare ghost is its own cell. And you can shape timing and velocity with intention. You can keep it as audio if you want speed, sure, but for this lesson the drum rack slice is king. Especially when you want those tiny late drags that make jungle feel alive. Now write the roll so it breathes. Here's a classic two-bar mindset. The main groove runs most of the phrase, and the roll happens in the last half bar or last quarter bar before the impact. A simple pattern that works forever is, start at 8th notes, tighten into 16ths, and then pepper in a few 30-second taps at the very end. But here's the important part. Do not turn it into a flat buzz. Leave micro gaps, little holes. Think of it like a drummer's hands bouncing, not a printer machine gunning the same stroke. And here's an arrangement trick that hits way harder than people expect. Pull the very last hit of the roll slightly back, so the downbeat kick feels like it has a clear runway. You're basically setting up contrast, frenetic energy, then a clean impact. Before we humanize anything, do one coach move that saves you every time. Decide what's allowed to move. We're going to define anchors versus decorations. Anchors are the hits that give authority, your main snare backbeats, any call kick that matters in the phrase and often the first pickup hit into the drop. Though stay tight, decorations are the ghosts, the drags, the tiny hat and snare taps. Those are allowed to drift. If you let anchors drift, the groove stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling like a loose demo. Alright, human timing. Start with groove pool for a controlled global feel. Open groove pool. Grab something subtle like an MPC-style 16 swing, and apply it to the roll clip. Keep it modest. Try timing around 10-20%, random around 2-6%, velocity around 5-15%, and bass at 16 if you're living in that 16th note world. Now, pro mindset. Don't swing everything equally. If you want surgical control, separate ghost notes from anchors. You can duplicate the clip, or even split layers so the ghost network gets the groove and the anchors stay mostly straight. Then do the manual microshifts, because that's where the expensive feel comes from. Keep the main snare hits on grid. Then nudge select ghost notes late by about 5-15 milliseconds. That slight laid-back smear is the swagger. And once in a while, take a tiny accent and push it early by maybe 3-8 milliseconds. That creates forward pull without destroying the pocket. And a key coaching point, think in milliseconds, not grid percentages. At 172 BPM, a little can become a lot very fast. If you want repeatable offsets without nudging 100 notes, use track delay or perchain delay. A great starting pocket is putting a ghost layer around +6-+14 milliseconds late. It's consistent, it's musical, and it keeps you from micro-editing yourself into madness. Next, velocity. This is where most humanize falls apart, because random velocity sounds like a plug-in guessing. Real drummers have intention. Your targets, roughly. Main snare hits living up in the 110-127 zone. Ghost notes living down around 20-60. And as the roll builds, the density increases and the average velocity rises a little, but not everything rises equally. You still want quiet notes to stay quiet so accents actually mean something. You can do this manually with a velocity ramp in the MIDI editor. First half of the roll averaging maybe 45-70. Final chunk averaging 70-95. With a few accents popping over 110. Or use the stock MIDI velocity device before the drum rack. Try it in comp mode to compress the velocity range a bit, so your ghosts don't jump out and your accents don't get too spiky. The goal is effort increases, not every hit is the same loudness. Now we hit the part that separates heavyweight DNB from messy DNB. The low-end rule, brakes must not steal sub-weight. Even if the brake sounds cool soloed, rolls create a pile of closely spaced transients and low-mid density, and that density makes the sub feel less solid. It's not always because of actual sub-frequencies. Masking often lives in the 150 to 300 Hz area, where kick buy and sub-harmonics live. So on your brake roll group, put EQ8 first, high-pass it, start around 90 to 130 Hz, and don't be scared of a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. If you feel like you lost too much body, don't undo the high pass by lowering it into the sub lane. Instead, add a gentle wide bell around 200 to 300 Hz, maybe plus 1 to plus 2 dB, and check if that brings back chest without bringing back mud. Then do a quick masking hunt, add an EQ8 bell, sweep somewhere in 160 to 280 Hz, and try cutting 2 to 5 dB with a Q around 1 to 1.6 while the roll plays into the drop. If the drop suddenly feels bigger and the sub feels more confident, you just found the pocket that was choking it. That is one of the highest value moves in this whole lesson. Now protect sub impact with sidechain. Put a compressor on the brake roll group and sidechain it from the kick. Start around 4 to 1 ratio, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits. But here is the advanced move. Sidechain doesn't have to be constant. Automate it. Keep it gentler in the main groove, and then increase the duck only during the densest last eighth or quarter bar of the roll. That way you keep excitement without thinning the brake all the time. And if you want even more control, don't duck the entire brake. Duck only the part that competes with the sub and kick body. You can do that with a band split approach. Make an audio effect rack on the brake bus with two chains. One chain is the low mid control band, maybe band passed around 120 to 320 Hz with a compressor sidechained from the kick. The other chain is the top energy, high passed above roughly 320 Hz with minimal or no sidechain. The result is huge. The roll stays bright and aggressive, while the meat politely gets out of the way when the kick lands. Now, let's make the roll feel heavier without adding low end. Heavy is psychoacoustic. It's transient clarity, mid punch, and controlled harmonics. After EQ and your sidechain stage, add drum bus on the brake roll group. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch maybe 0 to 10 depending on taste. Push transient somewhere around plus 10 to plus 30, but don't get greedy. And usually keep boom off, because boom is exactly how people accidentally start fighting their sub lane. Then add a saturator after drum bus. Soft sine or analog clip both work. Drive it lightly, like 1 to 4 dB, and match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. If you want extra containment, enable soft clip, but listen carefully. Too much and your roll turns into white noise and steals headroom. Quick coach note on gain staging. Rolls can clip your bus even when they don't sound loud, because peaks matter more than average. Try to keep the brake roll bus peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS before your heavier VI processing. Then add character with intention. Next, keep it wide-ish, but mono safe. Put utility at the end of the brake roll group. If there's any low content left in the brakes, use base mono around 120 to 180 Hz. But ideally, your brake is already high-passed and the sub owns the center. For width, stay subtle. 90 to 120% is the zone. If it's already messy, reduce width. Don't increase it. A club rig does not care about your headphone width if it collapses your center. Now the secret sauce. Arrangement moves that amplify sub impact, even if you didn't touch the sub fader. 1. Density up while low and down. Automate the brake bus high pass to rise slightly across the roll. For example, 110 Hz gradually up to 160 Hz as the roll tightens. Then when the drop hits, snap back down, or even dip the brake volume for the first beat. You're creating the illusion that the drop's low end is bigger by clearing space before it arrives. 2. The vacuum trick. Cut the brakes for a tiny moment right before the downbeat. Even an eighth or a sixteenth can work. That microsilence makes the kick and sub land into empty air, which reads as louder and heavier. 3. Snare pre-hit. Put a small flam or ghost slightly before the drop, like 20 to 40 milliseconds early. It's like a little intake of breath before the impact. It makes the downbeat feel like an explosion. And if you want an extra advanced twist, try a very brief priority window on the downbeat. Automate the brake bus down by 1 to 2 dB for only 30 to 80 milliseconds right as the first kick hits. It's so short it won't feel like the drums disappeared, but the kick and sub will feel like they own the moment. Let's also cover the common mistakes so you can self-diagnose fast. If your high pass is too low, you'll call it warmth, but it's usually masking. If you humanize everything equally, the groove loses authority because your anchors are drifting. If you randomize velocity without direction, it sounds like MIDI. If you oversaturate, the roll becomes hiss and steals headroom. If your sidechain release is too long, the roll never recovers and feels strangled. And if you have wide low mids, it'll sound big in headphones and weak on a system. Now I'm going to give you a quick practice build to lock this in. Make a 4-bar phrase. In bar 4, program a 1-bar roll, start with 8ths, tighten to 16ths, add a few 30-second taps in the last beat. Apply groove pool with timing around 15% and random around 4%. Then manually push 6 to 10 ghost notes late by 8 to 12 milliseconds, keeping anchors tight.